that? It's T-Tac.
Hey, 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 Night Show TFM here. Yo, what's up? It's me, TB. So when it comes to horror game genre, how can we even live out Resident Evil? The game is the essence and core of horror games. The latest game installment is Resident Evil Village, where the story circles around Ethan Winters and how his wife got murdered and he has to save his daughter from the four mutant lords in a village. Yes, the game maintains its creepy and eerie atmosphere while giving fans the best frights and fights in every scene. There's nothing more terrifying than running and hiding from hordes of these mutated creatures until Lady Alcina Dimitrescu finds you. If you don't know who I'm talking about, she's the hottest, I would say, fictional character of 2023 when it comes to horror genre. And so if you're living it out, you should go check out Resident Evil Village. TFM.
Add some tea and add some tech. You got tea tech.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the show here with me, TP. Alright, so who says you need action and jump scares to make a game scary? Bluebird Team released Layers of Fear this year and immediately captivated horror game junkies. The game is a psychological horror game that pushes players to their limits with its ever-changing world and interesting and also confusing narrative. The game is a sequel to the remake of the 2016's Layers of Fear, same name, but it has a much higher level of horror. Like I said, the game has no action, no combat parts, no jump scares. It is more of a puzzle-based horror game having slow and methodical thrills and also raising your heartbeats with a slow descent into madness. Beautiful words said by them, right? They describe the game as raising heartbeats with slow descent into madness. The game aims to show you that monsters and beasts are not something that you should be afraid of. Instead, you should be fearing your very own mind. Ooh.
TFM. And the secret ingredient for the best show is
T-Tac.
Hey, what's up? Nice Show TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TB. With its recent release in October, Alan Wake 2 shot to the top list as the best horror game in the gaming community. The game was nominated for multiple awards and won Critics' Choice Award, proving it's one of the best. The story is set 13 years after the events of the first game, Alan Wake, and follows a new main character in Saga Anderson. The game incorporates a multi-dimensional plot while immersing players into the world that Sam Lake has created. With its great graphics, great performance, and mind-blowing plot, Alan Wake 2 is hands down the best horror game that you should be playing right now. At least, that's what the internet says, so you should go check it out on TFM.